we know we haven't been anywhere near good enough the past couple of months, and it's down to us to put it right. So we want games to come thick and fast so we can put it right.
Yeah, the manager was talking about after a defeat like Saturday's, you sort of get everything out of the way on Monday, do your debrief, and then really look forward to the next game. And I suppose you're desperate for that game to come along so you can put things right.
Yeah, after Saturday, you can't dwell on it anymore. It's gone. You can't do anything about it. So from Monday onwards, you just got to look forward to Notts County on Saturday. And we have done that. The training this week's been brilliant. Pitches have been frozen, so we've had to train a little bit later, which is fine. But standard's been good, so we're looking forward to it.
And Notts County is a game to look forward to as well, isn't it? Just talking to the manager about your good run there, unbeaten there in seven at Meadow Lane, and always take a good travelling contingent as well, so there should be an atmosphere for you.
Yeah, there should be a lot of travelling fans, and they'll help us. You know, they've been brilliant throughout this. They've sent messages of support on Twitter, and you know, I've spoke to a few of them. They've been fantastic. They like effort, work great. The boys are showing that, you know, we will come through it. Just stick with us.
Yeah, I mean, with social media now, obviously you're much more accessible, aren't you, to the supporters, and that can be a good thing and probably a difficult thing when things aren't going so well, but there's been some positive interaction, has there?
Yeah, we get a lot of feedback from the fans. You know, they can tweet us easy enough now, and there has been some negative ones, but mostly positive on our behalf, and all the boys have said it, you know, so we're thankful for that, and we want the continued support.
Yeah, and I suppose as a footballer, you have to take the plaudits when you're doing well, and equally you sort of take the criticism when things aren't going so well.
Yeah, of course. You know, at the start of the season when it was going well, you know, we were taking the plaudits as you said there, but now it's not going so well. We have to keep our heads down, work hard, and come through it together.
And you've played a couple of positions this season, left back, wing back, and now you're in your more familiar right back role. Are you pleased to be there? You're very comfortable there, of course.
Yeah, I am a right back, but listen, I've said before, I'll play anywhere on the pitch for my team. You know, I just want to win games and I want to play games. So first and foremost, if I'm in that starting 11, I'm happy enough.
Yeah. And how do you think this run will be turned around? Obviously, a win on Saturday would be a start, but you need a run of victories now, really, don't you? Is it as much psychological as it is about anything else at the moment?
Yeah, with every sport, you know, there's a psychology side to it as well. You know, once we get that first win, it'll come. There will be a run coming.
Yeah, and that's key, isn't it, now, to obviously give the fans something to shout about, but make sure you're at the end of the table that you want to be. You're only 5 points off the playoffs, of course, but also 5 points above the drop zone.
Yeah, to be fair, I don't look at the league that much. People tell me about 5 points this, 5 points that. I'm not bothered about that. I'm bothered about getting our first win on the board in a couple of months and kicking on from that.